this episode is late. I am sorry, there is a noise in the background because someone's having a party, and for that, I'm sorry. Also, I'm sorry that my voice is not as chipper as it usually is, so once again, for that, I apologize. Hello and welcome back to Traffic Talks. I hope you are doing well. I'm so sorry about this episode not only just being late but being lackluster. I'm not high energy right now. I've just had a long day and I thought I need to just get this episode done. So let me do it tired. Let me do it exhausted. Let me do it with low energy. But let me just do it because that's that viral reel that everyone always makes. So yay. That aside, today's episode is called Reassess, because ironically enough, with almost every episode that has been late, that particular episode has taught me something, especially the hard life lessons I've been needing to learn. So that is what we will be doing in today's episode, as we blink through what is essentially the last month of the first half of the year. Let me say that again. The first half of this year is coming to a close at the end of this month. Not only do we need to reflect on it, but we definitely need to take time to reassess, especially if we want to move forward with purpose, but also going in the right direction with that purpose, okay? Because the main thing we need to understand is a concept called sunk cost fallacy. So according to the Oxford Dictionary, because yes, I did my homework for this episode, it is described as the phenomenon whereby a person is reluctant to abandon a strategy or course of action because they have invested heavily in it, even when it is clear that abandonment would be more beneficial. Which, all that to say, you keep going when you should clearly stop. That is basically what the sunk cost fallacy is. And in terms of using it for your life, like I said, we need to reflect and reassess. When it comes to doing a reflection, especially at the end of the month or even just at the end of the week, understanding, looking back, you have more information than you do going forward. Okay, you can't predict the future, but you can see into the past and understand what's been going on. When it comes to sunk cost fallacies in your life, you may not realize it in the moment, but hindsight being 2020, you can see, oh, you know, that subscription that I had that I never use maybe is a sunk cost fallacy because I think, oh, next month I'm going to get time to use it. My calendar fills up. I never get to use it. What is the point? You are literally throwing money in a hole. And it's not like you can argue with the company and say, well, but I didn't use it, so, you know, give me the next month free. Or no, that's not it. So you can apply it to that situation or even just a habit you have. If you know you tend to doom scroll, stop, go uninstall that app. Or if it's something you do need, but you tend to just go to that app out of habit, move the app around, change the way you access it. Make sure you can only log in every time you need, which is going to give you that delay of, do I really want to try and figure out what my password is? You know, just to make it a bit more difficult to go into that app so you can try and cut off that habit loop that makes you think you're doing something when you're not. Even when it comes to people in your life, there can be a sunk cost fallacy, because I know I've been going through that lately myself, because sometimes cutting off a person instead of counting what you invested into that relationship in your life might just be the biggest realization you have so far for this year, because it's not an easy thing to do, okay? Now, challenges are exactly what it says on the tin. It is a challenge. A sunk cost fallacy is something you can look at and be like, okay, clearly here's a problem. Whereas a challenge is a way of pushing yourself to make a hard choice for a period of time and having some accountability while you do that challenge. When the period for the challenge is over, you can choose to keep going or not. Whereas when it comes to a sunk cost fallacy that you feel you've invested in, there's no end. There's just constantly putting in. So with the challenge, you invest in it, you put energy into it, and when it's done, you can choose, did this give me value? Did it not? Is it something I want to keep doing? Is it not? And it's your choice whether to keep going or just throw it out the window and move on, or take an aspect of that challenge and keep moving forward with it, which is why I always encourage to look at things from an objective point of view. Because if you imagine yourself as a friend, okay, your friend who is you comes to you who is a friend from an outsider's perspective. Bear with me, this is confusing, I know. Imagine you are giving advice to a friend, okay? So there's two you sitting beside one another. One knows everything, the other one is the friend. And this friend is like, oh, you know, I think this is something in my life which is a sunk cost fallacy. I've given all my time and energy and money and I'm not getting the results. You know, what do you think I should do? Put yourself in the outsider's perspective and see. Would you tell your friend, you are insane to keep going? Why? Cut it off. You should have done this like forever ago. Or would you encourage them to keep going? Because that is something we need to be able to judge and understand and make a decision on for ourselves, okay? Because that is discernment. It is being able to learn the skill of discernment, because it is a skill, and understand how to make good decisions for yourself, especially when the sunk cost fallacy comes into play, because it can be one of those rose-tinted glasses moments where it's like, oh, if I just keep going, I'll get there. You know, that pipe dream that people keep selling you. No, it needs to be looked at objectively, understood, and be seen for what it is. No glass-colored roses, no sunshine and rainbows pipe dream, none of that. If it's bad for you, you need to get rid of it. If it's something that you want to do in life, but it has a negative consequence for you, it needs to go. If it's harming you, if it's wasting your time, if it's costing you money, if it's damaging your mental health, it needs to go. Okay? No matter how much time you've invested into it, no matter how much energy, money, anything, it is not worth it. Okay? Because sometimes there is valid, good things in your life that might seem like a sunk cost fallacy problem to other people, but to you, it's not. Okay? Sometimes that's just people being haters and they need to go, because you don't need haters in your circle that encourage you to quit things just because it hasn't produced financial gain or popularity or something hasn't gone viral. And now people are like, nah, it's not worth it. You know, you keep doing this, it's not worth it. If it's not costing you money and it's not harming you and it's not taking away valuable time that you could be putting into something else for your own benefit, then it's absolutely not the thing you need to cut off. Now, why would I say that? Because I've had someone in my life who's told me to stop, to quit, to give up, to leave it alone, to go do something else that's better, to go find something that's more profitable, and I won't. I love doing this. I love doing the YouTube. We have gotten a few vlogs up. I have thoroughly enjoyed all the processes and I will keep going with it because it's not costing me anything that either I wasn't willing to give up or wasn't willing to put in. Like my microphone that I bought, it was an expense I wouldn't have bought otherwise, but I genuinely love it and it's actually been beneficial because my sister actually needed it for a presentation for her classwork. So it was actually a good purchase. I'm not losing any money. I don't go out of my way to do things just for content or things like that. So no, I will not stop. I will keep going. And even if it never produces a profit, it's a hobby I genuinely love. But to play devil's advocate, was racking up debt, if I was doing crazy stunts, if I was trying to clickbait people into watching, if I did nothing but put people in misery because I was trying to go viral or something, that is terrible and I would have cut that off myself because I'm just a very self-aware person in that way. So I wouldn't do that. But if it's not harming me or anyone else, why not keep going? So that's what it is. I would encourage you to do the same thing as well. If there's something in your life that is worthwhile to you to keep going, keep doing it. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it takes hard work, but most importantly, it takes love. Love what you do and do what you love. It's kind of as simple as that. I love this, so I'm not gonna stop. And I've got other things that I'm trying to do in my life, like work and plan things and take time for me, which is really, really hard at the moment, but I'm getting there. And it is what it is, but I will keep going. So you kind of need to do the same thing, which brings me to the song of the week called How It's Done by Cash Doll, Kim Petras, Alma, and Stefflon Don. It is actually from the Charlie's Angels movie soundtrack. So the movie that came out, I think, in 2019? I can't remember. But yeah, there's a lyric in that song that says, knowing that you're a rose growing out the pavement after everything is said and done, you done made it. Like, if that is not the motto for the hustle and the grind, even though I don't like those words, like, it is the effort you put in, and the more you keep going, you are going to be that little rose in the pavement, because it's something different, it's something unique, and there's no one like you in this world. Never has been, never will be in the story. Like, it's you. And that's what you want to say one day. Like, you did that thing. So that's the note I'm going to leave you on this week. I will be better next week, because Father's Day is Sunday, Youth Day is Monday, and I will hopefully record the next episode on Monday evening, and that way I can edit it, and hopefully it'll be done before Thursday. So that's it from me. I hope you'll do you, and remember to keep being a better being, and I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.